Well, it was certainly a surprise. You know, Baldur has, their culture has always been very focused on staying independent, staying in America. You know, Raleigh Borum, the CEO, legendary CEO and chairman before, you know, he preached, we don't cut jobs and we're not going to move overseas for cheap production. We're going to focus on quality. So that, I think a lot of us were surprised that culture of independence and self-reliance just kind of is out the window when ABB, a Swiss-based company, comes in. It was certainly a good deal in terms of money, although there are some law firms trying to pile on to say that there was a breach of fiduciary duty of the shareholders, or whatever. But at a 40% premium per share sale price at $63.50, it was a good deal for the company in terms of just the value. In terms of what the community, I think the community is just kind of holding its breath. Does that Baldur culture remain? ABB said they're going to keep the headquarters in Fort Smith, and you know they don't. Their whole take is we bought Baldur because they're good at what they do. We don't want to mess with what they do. So, but we'll see. You know, Roby, we'll see down the road if ABB sticks to that. There are going to be 3 or 4 years where these energy efficiency rules are going to make the products that Baldur makes going to make them very profitable, be higher margins on them. That's what ABB is after. Once those margins go away and the market normalizes somewhat, you know, will everybody still love each other when the honeymoon's over? That, I think that's why we're kind of holding our breath.
You broke a story this weekend that I suspect is going to get some national attention. Trucking giant Arkansas Best, which has been trying to pull itself out of the red by reworking a union contract, looking for other expenses to cut, revealed some public documents between it and the Teamsters Union regarding some of these discussions they've been having about cutting costs. What did we learn?
Well, we learned that one thing to learn is that the union, the Teamsters, are very concerned, I think, about the future of YRC, Yellow, the old Yellow Roadway Company, which is the largest less-than-truckload carrier with Arkansas, with ABF being number two. In the documents, we learned that the Teamsters wanted ABF to acquire YRC, and that, you know, if they would consider that, then maybe ABF and the union could come to different terms in terms of wage concessions. You remember, this got started when the union gave YRC a 15% wage cut and some other breaks on the contract under the National Master Freight Agreement. ABF wanted some of the same breaks since they both have unionized drivers and it's supposed to be a one-contract-fits-all companies type deal. And the union wasn't as accommodating to ABF as they were YRC, and so it looked like the union was trying to use a little leverage that, you know, hey, if you guys at ABF will buy YRC and kind of solve some of those financial problems there, we'll work with you on a future contract.
All right, Steve Womack, the congressman-elect from the 3rd Congressional District, received a very influential seat for a freshman, or for a veteran for that matter, on the Appropriations Committee. This would seemingly kind of allow Womack to bring home the bacon for Arkansas, as they say, but Womack seems to have a different approach to his service on appropriations, doesn't he?
Right. You know, Womack called it a 180 approach. You know, he said most people, first of all, for him to get that, he even admitted when he spoke to the spoke in Fort Smith to a Fort Smith Regional Chamber of Commerce event before the announcement, before the appointments, said it was a long shot. He knew just the chances were slim. Well, he got it, and he's just three freshmen on the Appropriations Committee, and the Appropriations Committee shrunk from 60 to 50, so that's even more of a interesting dynamic. But Womack said he wanted that role, that job, that Appropriations Committee post to help reduce the size of government, reduce the federal deficit, and you don't do that and bring home all the bacon. So, you know, the old added, you know, the old bringing it home to protect your vote, that's been turned upside down, and some analysts and political analysts I've talked to said that Womack got the position primarily because he is so strong in his district. You remember, he won with 72% of the vote. And so if the Republicans are really going to hold to that promise and cut the size of government and cut the deficit, they're going to need congressmen who are secure in their district, because there are going to be some hard and very unpopular decisions made.
And do you think that he still used that seat to bring money to Arkansas, for instance, for the I-49 highway corridor over there on the western part of the state, or for the University of Arkansas for research?
Well, that's a good question, Roby, and it's going to be an interesting thing to watch, because on at least twice during that speech in Fort Smith, Congressman Womack encouraged the Fort Smith folks to be patient with I-49, that the federal government had some deep financial problems that was going to take a while to fix. It was almost as if he was hinting at saying, look, I know I-49 is important. I'm going to do what I can, but we've got a bigger problem to fix first. So that is going to be very interesting to watch, and even more, not just to watch what he's going to do, but watch to see how the people in the 3rd District in the Fort Smith area, those promoting I-49, to see how they respond.